USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the Civil Rights Movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The domain for Parler, the conservative-friendly social media platform, was back online on Sunday with a message, "Hello world, is this thing on?" Parler CEO John Mates wrote on the website above a note from the company saying the platform would be restored after challenges were resolved. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
China put its factory workers back to work in April of 2020. One of the reasons, China was the only major economy to show GDP growth last year. Over the holidays, Americans opened their wallets a bit more than expected. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More coronavirus vaccines could be available in the coming weeks. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
About 2% of the people in the United States have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. About 60.6% of the vaccines distributed have yet to be used. The games before the National Football League Super Bowl will take place Sunday the 24th. After beating the Saints, the Tampa Bay Bucks advance to play the Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. on Fox. In the other game, the Buffalo Bills travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.